Today, we're joined by Raed El-Khatib of Credit Suisse Private Fund Group, Rob Blaustein of Kirkland & Ellis, and Stephen Milner of Gen 2 Fund Services. Gentlemen, welcome to PrivCap today. Thanks for being here. When negotiating between LPs and GPs, it's important to get everything right, and that is spelled out in the Limited Partnership Agreement. It is the document that governs the relationship between the GP and the LP. So let's talk about how to get fees structured and described and agreed correctly in the LPA and the extent of, I guess, disclosure that is necessary or recommended. How much detail should people get into, and what is the upside and downside of getting into that much detail?
The SEC has clearly shown a preference for more detail and more specificity, and I think LPs are to a degree accepting of that. They may want to have a discussion about it, but I think there is a sense of baskets of fees that have been have been charged through with general terms and are now being listed more specifically. And I think LPs are smart, and they realize that that's not a change, because you spend a lot of time with the LPs now fighting over new language, over carve outs, over baskets, and you want to be fighting for things that matter to your sponsor, not for things that they can get that don't matter.
Are you saying that there's a downside to spelling out every single kind of fee that could be taken, for example?
If you can get away with it, that's great. And I say get away with it, meaning if LPs are accepting of it and get it as part of your model or get it as part of the market, that's great. When you get to the point when you're trading off real points and trading off real flexibility you need in order to keep something you may not, there's certainly a downside.
Steve, you're in a unique position to see all of these documents that come across your desk that govern the way that these funds operate. I take it you've noticed an increase in complexity and even just sheer size and weight of these documents, and how does that make life more difficult for the relationship between the LP and the GP?
So certainly the volume of disclosure in the limited partnership agreement has increased, especially as it relates to fees and the offsets that we talked about, as well as expenses. So basically the bright line is, does the fund sponsor pay for these certain expenses, or do the LPs pay? So there's that area of expenses specifically has become much more robust. It's a long list with lots of semicolons, and that list is increasing. But as Rob said, you can't be bulletproof. You can't future-proof, because FATCA is a great example. FATCA is a new rule, just took effect this year. But it's for all funds that are in the market. So 3 years ago, there was no such thing as FATCA, or 4 years ago, what do you do now? So there has to be some language in the document that protects both parties with an understanding of how these types of expenses are going to be borne and who's going to bear them.
The interpretation, the simplification, I think that's critical. So again, more transparency, more disclosure, and really understanding, as we always say, devil's in the detail, what does this mean for me? What are the implications to me as an LP and to the GPs?
Is there a FOIA risk in adding so much detail and specificity to the LPA regarding different kinds of fees that could or could not be taken, and sort of headline embarrassment risk that comes with it?
I think this goes back to, it's just hard to enumerate every single expectation. It goes back to almost the old accounting rules, right? You have a principles-based type of architecture or something more specific. Maybe a principles-based type of format would make more sense. Again, just with the knowledge that it's hard to predict every single circumstance, especially if you go through a market event like we went through during the financial crisis.
Steve, you mentioned sort of future-proofing the LPA, or an attempt by some to future-proof it. Is that something that comes up in the negotiations or in the minds of your clients, that they'd like to have a document that is going to be flexible regardless of what new regulations or rules pop up over the next 10 years?
You don't know what market trends are going to be. You don't know what fees are going to be. But, I went snorkeling recently, and I signed a disclosure, and it was in another country. And the disclosure said, this is a dangerous activity, and you may be killed or injured. And it didn't list every way that I might be killed or injured, or I might be attacked by a shark or a turtle.
What kind of shark?
Exactly. And so I don't think the place that made that disclosure was worried about if we listed 27 things and the 28th one got me, if I'd come back and say, well, I didn't know that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a risk of that. The more and more specificity you provide, the more it gets difficult to sort of say you're talking about the spirit of the agreement.
So how do you deal with where the SEC is in terms of how they're looking at clients as opposed to the LP-GP relationship?
You see where the trends are, and you also see what the SEC is saying, and you use it as a feedback loop. There's been a lot of sponsors that have gone back after the SEC has come in and said, you know, we didn't like XYZ. We think you shouldn't have done this. We think your LPs didn't know about this. In many cases, when the sponsors brought that back to the LPs or the advisory committee, they got pretty quick sign-off on it, or you know, they came to a pretty quick resolution of how they deal with it going forward.
Sounds like we're a ways off from there being standard language and standard terms with regard to these fee disclosures. Is that correct, Riyad?
I think so. Again, there's a lot of different organizations by size, by strategy, by geography, a lot of complexity. It has to be a very nuanced, specific conversation to who the GP is, what they do, how they deliver returns for their investors. Because of that, there's not one homogeneous set of terms that I think works for all situations.